those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, Idaho County, that is, USA. We're happy to be back with you tonight, sitting here at the HQ, headquarters of our two police and military associations. And much information is coming across our desk today of concerns of the American people. We're getting many, many emails, and it's amazing. People are beginning to wake up, folks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People are beginning to wake up. You know, these natural disasters cause people to come back to God. You notice that, folks? That you get closer to God when your rear end is in the sling. Oh, yes. There are people right now that are having a horrendous time. And in fear of their very lives, losing their property down there with this hurricane coming through. And we've been in prayer here for 2 days for these people and asking God to turn that hurricane from a Category 5, turn it down a few notches to where it wouldn't be so devastating wherever it landed. And woke up this morning, came in, turned on the news, and found out it was a Category 3 going through at that time. Now, I've been out of pocket all day, been out back in the wilderness today up here in the Rocky Mountains, so I don't know what's happening right now. But this morning's report did please me because it had gone from a Category 5 to Category 3. I hope that it is still subsiding, rather than getting worse, but we haven't heard. I just ran back in here to get on the radio tonight, tell you a little bit about my excursion out into the wilderness a little bit later on the program. Very exciting time I had for a couple hours today, being back in the wilderness with a mountain man. And the funny thing is, this mountain man who lives totally without electricity, without running water, and no mechanical gas engines, electrical motors, anything at all. Everything is just by hand. And I was really pleased to spend a couple hours with this fella and to learn that he used to be a city boy just like this old cop, Jack McLam. Yes, we both come from the big city, and it wasn't but 6 years ago. He landed out in the wilderness here and either made it or died. Either died or made it. Praise the Lord, this young man has made it and is doing very well for himself. Get into that a little later, but I want to get into some serious things when we get back after the break. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Back to the program, folks. Just want to take a minute to talk about geopolitics of Katrina, our hurricane. Not many of us think about these things, but there could be a long-lasting effects from something like Katrina coming through a part of the United States. So it's Louisiana now and rolling around in there, and I've been gone all day, so I don't know where it's at now. Maybe somebody can call in and tell me. But anyway, we should know that there's more behind just the human toll of human life that's liable to be lost in this situation. There's an enormous geopolitical problem with a destructive hurricane like Katrina, and this one happens to be in that situation because there's a place called the Port of Southern Louisiana, which is the fifth largest port in the whole world in terms of tonnage of shipped out items and items brought in. And the largest port, Port of Southern Louisiana, is the largest port in the United States. Now, the only global ports larger in the world than the Port of Southern Louisiana is Singapore, Rotterdam, Shanghai, Hong Kong. As a matter of fact, although we never hear about it, whoever hears about the Port of Southern Louisiana? None of us out here in the West, but it's bigger than the Houston port and New York and New Jersey port. And it is the key link in the U.S. imports and exports and crucial, very crucial to the global economy. Yes, sirree. And if the hurricane hits New Orleans, it hits the Port of Southern Louisiana. And this has incredible economic problems that can occur from this. The Port of Southern Louisiana stretches up and down the Mississippi River for about 50 miles. Port does. Amazing. It runs north and south, of course, from New Orleans up to St. James or St. Charles Parish, I think it is. And it is the key port for the export of our grains here in the United States to the rest of the world. Yes, corn, soybeans, wheat, animal feed, and many other exports from our farmers depend on that port. Midwestern farmers and global consumers depend on those exports all over the world. The United States imports crude oil, petrochemicals, steel, fertilizer, and ore through that port. A full 15% of all U.S. exports by value go through the Port of Southern Louisiana, and many people have never heard about it. Nearly half of the exports that we ship out of here go into Europe. Now, it's truly a very dangerous situation if this storm destroys much of the Port of Southern Louisiana. if the levees burst in the port, if the damage to the river and port facilities could not be repaired within 30 days, folks, of the time we're in right now, then the U.S. harvest, farmers' harvest, are at their peak at this very time. The effect on global agriculture prices could be very substantial. There's a large refinery also, I call it Bell Chassis, and I'm not sure I'm saying it right, but it's the only refinery that is seriously threatened by the storm. But if it were to be inundated by this storm and shut down, where we have 250,000 barrels per day that would go offline of petrochemicals. Moreover, the threat to environmental damage would be substantial. Now, 2% of the world's crude production and roughly 25% of U.S. produced crude comes from the Gulf of Mexico and is already affected by Katrina. And as you know, the platforms in the path of Katrina have been evacuated, and others are continuing. A few others are still pumping. But this follows a normal pattern. Most production will be back online within hours or days. However, if it had been hit by a Category 5 hurricane, it could have a terrible different effect. Luckily, it was not. But anyway, at the time when oil prices are in the we're in the mid 70 range, it's now gone up to $70 a barrel, and that's strange, folks. That's strange because here a few years back we had a Category 5 hurricane, and the oil pumping rigs out there in the ocean were shut down once again, the platforms out there. And guess what? The oil prices didn't spike like this all of a sudden. Isn't it strange? We're in the oil crunch we're in, and immediately, even before the hurricane hit, the oil prices spike up at least $5 a barrel. Something very strange about that, because this hasn't happened before, when we've had the same situation and they've had to close down. But anyway, beyond that, this situation could very much could compound itself because of these geopolitical problems, which can be truly spread over many, many areas of the economy of the United States. So we need to really consider what these hurricanes cost us in more than just people's homes being knocked down, which is horrific, and businesses and loss of human life. The losses continue to go and go and go in the economy, and this is a very rough time here in this economy right now. And it's going to get rougher. Matter of fact, that's promised by the globalists that control the economy of the United States. But what I want to talk about here for a few minutes, folks, is that the fact that we are so concerned right now with the devastation in one particular part of the United States right now, and the geopolitical impact, it can be enormous. I want you to consider that all over the place right now, all over the news, in the United States and elsewhere, we're hearing of reports of a nuclear attack or biological attack coming to America. I mean, the drums of nuclear attack, biological attack, are being beat by those who were complicit in the 9/11 bombing. The very people. For example, Pentagon drills for nuke terror was in the newspaper. The Pentagon's drilling because they believe there's going to be a nuclear attack in America. Another author says, prepare for nuclear terror in the United States. And then we have our communist that was appointed the head of the Homeland Security, Chertoff. Michael Chertoff warns of a nuclear terrorist attack. Sam Nunn sees nuke terror threat. Another article. Al Qaeda's U.S. nuclear target they're going to nuke America. And then we have Russian WMDs, Are They Hidden in the United States, another article. And then is it Tom Tancredo, the congressman from Colorado? I think it's Tom. But anyway, Congressman Tancredo requests Al-Qaeda nuke briefing. He wants to have a briefing on what Al-Qaeda has planned to do when they nuke the United States. And then another report, Al-Qaeda nukes already in the United States. The nuclear bombs are already in the United States. And I could go on and on and on at all of the nuke reports, all of the news reports that we're going to get nuked. And usually when this happens by those that are in total control of the news in America, these international crime families, these things happen, folks. These things happen. Because there's a reason that they're beating us up now and causing the fear factor to be raised and raised and raised and already pointing the finger that who might nuke us. There's a reason for this. And usually everything they do, there's a reason for it. That's why Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, was it 1938, I think, he said, if it happens in government, it was planned that way. I might be off on my date. But what do you think about this? If we have, like, the estimates that we've seen already here at our Police and Military Association, we have 1 million to 200 Americans killed, 1 to 2 million Americans killed in the United States. What do you think that's going to do? The enormous loss of life, the loss of infrastructure, the loss of homes, businesses, water supplies, electrical grids, all these things, folks. Talk about the geopolitical problems that just a storm like Katrina causes when it comes to a small part of the United States. Think of what your life's going to be like. I mean, it is incredible. The first thing would happen, of course, after this happens, is what the Bush administration wants to happen, and that is the American people will demand military rule. They will. They won't ask for it. They won't say, please, please, please. They will demand military rule with suspension, actually, and destruction of the Constitution. It'll never come back again once these international crime families get you to agree to throw it out and ask for martial law in America. Military troops will be on the street, and I can guarantee you most of them won't be American. All right? I'll be back talking more about this after we return after this break, folks. But we need to talk about this in a few minutes. Talk about what we can do about it. Be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Jack Michelman program, and I just want to think it's very important to think through things right now, folks, because it does look like, and I'm just so sorry to tell you this if you're a new listener out there, but it looks like from all the information we've received here at our two police and military associations and receive every day, that the government is planning to do another 9/11 on us, and this is the big one. This is the big one that will make the American people give up all of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, because there's going to be so much blood in the streets that they will just turn everything over to be made safe by the animals that actually did it. The Hegelian dialectic to the nth degree. You know, the Hegelian dialectic is where the government artificially creates a problem for a crisis, and then they come up with the ready application of a pre-planned solution for the citizens to solve their problems, which the masses, the people, would have never accepted if the government hadn't created the crisis to begin with. For example, national ID card, by leaving the southern border open, all these illegal aliens coming in, when you have 30 to 50 million illegals in here, then all of a sudden you're begging for a national ID card, and the government says, well, okay, if you're begging for it, I guess we have to give you a national ID card. Same with terrorism, okay? When the terrorist attacks hit and you're willing to give up your rights, the government comes in and says, well, we don't want to really remove your rights, but if you say so, if you're willing to give them up, we'll make you safe. And so that's what's coming down the road. So the thing is, though, have you thought through what that's going to mean to you? You know, when martial law is declared, we have a report here, a new report out about all the concentration camps set up by FEMA and by Homeland Security today, controlled by Homeland Security. And you say, well, you know, these concentration camps are really, if you ask Homeland Security and the FEMA, they're for the rounding up of all the illegal aliens. That's what we've been told for years now. Well, we're building all these concentration camps, and we're training our National Guard to supervise these concentration camps, because one day we're going to round up all the illegal aliens and put them in these concentration camps. Give me a break, folks. They've been telling us that for years. The enemy of this nation is those that love God and love freedom. That's who the enemy is. It's not the illegal aliens coming in here depressing the economy and changing our whole way of government here in the United States. So anyway, have you thought through what you're going to do? Where you'd like to be when martial law is declared and you're not going to have a constitution anymore? I mean, everything is laid out in the executive orders that the president, the last, I guess about
five presidents of the United States have laid out, everything is taken care of. If you have a supply of food in your home that's a little bit more than your neighbor, it's called hoarding, and you're a criminal, and they come in and take your food and take it away because you're a hoarder. It's a crime, a felony to hoard. They've got everything covered. They've got the control of your children, where you're going to live, how many people are going to live in your house along with you, you know, when all of this comes down. And it's all spelled out how they control every bit of your life in these executive orders. They're going to take over the control of the food, the farm, everything. All transportation, all gasoline, heating oils, everything in your life will be controlled under martial law, under these executive orders. And if you don't believe it, get somebody to go to the web and put in executive orders, national disaster, and see what you come up with. You will be shocked to see that there's no part of your life, once you cry for the government to put you under martial law, there is no part of your life that is going to be the same again, because you will be under a slave society, totally controlled, a totalitarian system. And that brings me to my friend today. You know, it all seems to tie together, folks. By the way, I'm looking here at a millions would die in the next terror attack. There's a worldwide military surgeons conference that just went on. It is professors there who run these military surgeon operations. Professor Chris Kaufman, a retired U.S. Army surgeon, told the conference, spoke at the conference, and talked about what it's going to be like when we are nuked, when we have nuclear attack and 1 to 2 million people die, and exactly what the government's going to do about it to protect us and serve us. And it is absolutely spooky. It's absolutely spooky what's going to happen. But I take you to my friend Roberto today, who's a city boy his whole life. But he tells me, Roberto is a Mexican-American, but he tells me his granddad used to live down in Mexico on a little farm, and he didn't have anything. He didn't have water, running water. He didn't have electricity. And he lived very well off the land. He was poor, but they lived and fed their family, a very large family, off the land. And all of a sudden, Roberto, city kid his whole life, is back in the wild areas of Idaho here, doing the same thing his granddad did. And it's very, very interesting. We'll be back after this break, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLamp program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual bill for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
That old cop Jack McLam retired up here in our 11, one of our 11 Christian constitutional communities up here in Idaho County, Idaho. And we're talking about what are you going to do? What are you going to do when martial law is declared in every bit of your life, your food, your gasoline, heating oil, anything you have is going to come to you from government if it comes at all. The amount of people living in your home or apartment that you're in right now is going to increase, according to what we've heard. And you're not going to have any say over it. Your children will be taken and will be trained by the government to become better world citizens. They've already said that in many documents that we've read. And you may get to see them once a week or so, but the government's going to raise them and brainwash them into becoming these good little subservient New World Order citizens that they want them to be. What are you going to do? Well, Roberto, who his family came from Mexico, and he's a first-generation American, decided 6 years ago to come and move into one of our Christian constitutional communities up here and bought 10 acres, of which he paid on and is still paying on. At no interest, by the way, because we're Christians and we can't use usury, can't charge interest to each other because the Bible says sin. And, but anyway, he flopped down on his 10 acres up in the wilderness area where he's just surrounded by huge pine trees and bears and cougars and, wolves and deer and elk and turkeys and pheasants and, I just walked into his property tonight, or today, that is. I couldn't drive my vehicle all the way in there because it was too rough. And he doesn't have a vehicle, doesn't have a driver's license. And he walks to town, which is 14 miles to get into town. And a lot of times somebody will come along and take him back home, or he has to walk back. He gets his salt and his sugar. And then he lives off the land. And he was telling me a little bit about it today when he came in here as a tenderfoot, not a mountain man at all, and set up a lean-to up on his property that has now grown into a five-room little hovel, you might say. It's not a nice home. It's five lean-tos, I guess you might say, with a wood stove in the middle, and he goes out in the forest without any electrical equipment, without any gas-generated cutting equipment, and he takes a fallen tree, and he takes a saw, and he saws, and he saws, and he saws, saws it into pieces he can carry back to his house, and then breaks it up with an axe and stocks it. That's what he's doing right now, getting ready for winter. And he has goats, and he says, I don't need electricity, I don't need a refrigerator, because the goats put out enough milk. The goats hold the milk each day. He doesn't need a refrigerator, and so he gets up in the morning and he goes gets enough milk for what he needs for the day. And the goats, he thanks the goats, and he has chickens there, and the chickens give him eggs, and he is a dead shot with his .22 rifle, and he takes deer and elk, and but the chickens give him eggs and chickens, because I was up there and there was about 10 or 12 little chickens running around, newborn little chickens. And he has geese, and he has a big old dog to let him know when people are coming around, or a bear or a cougar or something like that. And there he is. Roberto is a wonderful, intelligent man. He is a legal genius in the courts. And when the sheriff's department gives him trouble, he'll go in and sue the sheriff's department, or he'll go in and take it to court, and the judges don't like to see him coming because he's absolutely brilliant with the law. He knows his constitution inside and out, the state constitution of Idaho, and rubs it in their face, because of course the courts and the judges are out of that thing today. They're not under the constitution. They're not under the state constitution. They go by case law. And old Roberto pulls them right back under the constitution. He's an amazing guy. But he's become a mountain man up here now. And let me tell you something. When the electric goes off, and the water stops running like it has right now down in Louisiana, in parts of Louisiana, Roberto is just fine at home, and he's doing well because he doesn't have electric or running water anyway. He's got a spring. He's found a spring on his 10 acres of property, and he dug it down, and he's got about a gallon, 2 gallons of water coming out about an hour. Not much, but it's enough water to bathe with and to cook with and to drink. And so I'm wondering, how bad off are we if things happen the way the government plans them to happen in the United States with these nuclear or biological attacks, and we are in a totally slave society where we have to depend on the government for everything, every bit of food, every bit of clothing, every bit of anything. And we better act in good behavior. Or is Roberto, as he told me today, that he's involved in our barter system where he barters things, deer meat, elk meat, and eggs and things like that with his neighbors up there in his Christian community. And they share things like potatoes and tomatoes and different things. Then he has the abundance right now of the free food that God gave us, the free apple trees that are coming in right now, the three different kinds of plum trees, all the berries, the blackberries, raspberries right now, and a plum or pear tree. There's a pear tree down there, and cherry trees and so forth. And so I wonder who's the worst off, folks. Who's the worst off, to be in the city, to be in a town, and have no running water, have no electricity, and have nothing but what the government hands out to us? Or is Roberto better off, where he's totally free and supplies everything he needs? He prays to the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't go through a priest or Jesus' mama. He goes straight to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was talking to me about his religious faith today and how he's praying for me and my bride, Angela, with her cancer and everything. And he's a prayer warrior. And God has just blessed him tremendously in being able to learn as a city boy coming in here to the wilds of Idaho and being able to survive and set up a pretty good life for himself. He looks fit. There's not an ounce of fat on him. He used to be way overweight. He used to be in poor health, and now he looks at his skin. My wife looked at his skin today. She rode out with me. Wasn't feeling well, but she didn't want me to go along or alone. She rode out with me, and she looked at him and said, "Boy, your skin is beautiful. He's healthy as an ox." I wonder who's the worst off. And in the days ahead, folks, we need to pray about where we want to be when the balloon goes up and these things come down on God's people in this nation. Enough said on that. Enough said on that. Let's go to the phones now. We understand. I think it's. I think Jeff is on the line from Massachusetts. Is that right, Jeff?
Hi. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome to the program, brother.
Well, Jack, let me put the final puzzle piece to the picture, which is that hurricane, and I suspect this. You ever hear of, and I'm sure you have, of scalar wave technology?
Well, yeah, sure have.
Oh, of course. Now, this is based upon the principles of Nikola Tesla. Now, the Russians are more advanced at this than we are because they've had more practice and more application with it.
Yeah, and we gave them all the patents out of our patent office.
Yes. Now, with that, I believe that this is a Tesla storm for several reasons, and you stated most of them on your program. As far as cutting off our supplies and everything, affecting our geopolitics, and also, too, another one of the biggest ports is in Los Angeles. Los Angeles and Louisiana are big, deep water ports.
Yeah.
And how the communists will conquer this country is by cutting off our supplies, cutting off our communication, and that's it. It's just that simple. And most people don't even realize it. 1 out of 1,000 would have even heard of this form of technology, which I believe with Tesla wave technology, they could put a missile shield over their country. Our missiles will not affect them. The Russians are prepared. As far as the infrastructure is concerned, their buildings, we would not be able to hit them. If we were to fight the Russians today, we would be screwed.
Yeah, of course, we have other enemies we've given all this technology to, like Red China. Clinton gave them all the MIRV technology and everything to where they could hit the United States. So
yes.
We've got a lot of enemies out there, brother, that can come at us from all sides. If we do have a nuclear attack here, or any kind of a sizable attack, or the dumping of our economy that's supposed to happen too, that is the time for these enemies of America to strike us, and we would be in deep kimchi.
Oh, yes. And let me throw this out, too. With this form of technology, they can find every single person in this country with this Tesla wave technology because not only can it affect the ground, but it can also affect people's minds. So there would be no protest, no resistance, because they'll just zap us with that technology. Stanislav Luna pointed out some of this stuff in his book, although he doesn't use the term the scalar wave technology and Tesla, with Nikola Tesla's principles. He points out in pictures in his book, Through the Eyes of the Enemy. And there's other books written by this subject. Plus, there's a website called cuttingedge.org from David Bay who really dives into this. He has a whole section on weather modification and weather control, and this is only being talked about on Patriot Radio.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the scary part. This is not even being talked about. This is not even being mentioned as part of the equation because people don't want to think about it.
Very true, and also our government, reprobates in government, don't want the people thinking about it.
Yes,
they're not going to let the media tell the people about it.
Yes, let me give you this caveat: the caldera in Yellowstone Park. Now, the Russians have been hitting that with a woodpecker signal for decades. The Russians are in their third generation of this type of technology, and when that caldera blows, guess what? They're going to be able to cover their tracks once that caldera blows. With weather technology, they can destroy our country and blame it on Mother Nature.
Yeah.
With no fallout, without everything, it's the perfect weapon, and then control the minds after that.
Very good point, Jeff. Yes, Tesla technology plays a greater role in our lives than what the American people will ever believe. I was looking out early this morning, and we had two big chemtrails going across up here. Yes, we're in the safest place in America to live, the most beautiful place, but, boy, those chemtrails, they keep spreading them across the earth up here, and they were hitting this morning. So Tesla technology being used, and it plays a big role in my life and your life every day, and we're not even aware of it.
It controls people, and then there's lots of propaganda to cover it up. Like if you're a deep thinker, for instance, you're not with it. But if you're in the transcendental meditation, left-wing garbage, you'll get the ladies. But if you're a deep thinker and you're right-wing, you're a mountain man. You're living up in the mountains. And you're right. Who is better off, us city slickers or Roberto? Guess what? Roberto is better off in a lot of ways.
Yes, he is.
And I'm giving credit to where credit's due because most of the city slickers up in the Northeast would write off poor Roberto as a kook. Uh-huh. But when this stuff comes down, guess what? The Northeast will go Sieg Heil and will do it with pride, and Roberto would be living off the lay of the land.
That's right. Yeah, there's nothing stopping each and every one of us while we still have time to learn to live off the land and get into a place where you can do that. But right now, brother, I'm worried about my own family that's still in the large cities like I was 7 years ago, and I'm up here preparing a place for them because I'm granddad and I'm papa, and nobody's going to do it but me, but I'm worried about them getting out in time to get up here. And each one of us have to take a real serious look at what we have and how we're going to survive when the government manufactures these huge, devastating catastrophes in this nation to bring us to heal.
The scary part is I live in the inner city, and the money I make right now, I couldn't even afford to leave the city. And I think I'm born too late. I should have been born back in 1950.
Yeah.
I mean, the well's going dry, my friend.
I know it, brother.
And that happy note, I'll let you go.
Yeah, listen, say your prayers. And as I always tell people, remember, it's because God has taken his hand off this nation that this is happening to us. We deserve it. If we're going to get God to put his hand back on this nation to heal the land and protect the land, we got to get back on our knees and get back into his word, because that's the only way he's going to protect us from these catastrophes that you and I can't really do anything about, brother.
Jack, you're absolutely right on that, and Jack, do have a very nice night.
You too, brother. Take
Bye.
Care, Jeff. Bye-bye now. Okay, well, that was good. Listen, we've got Barbara on the line from Illinois. We're coming up on a break, but let's start Barbara right now. Barbara, are you there from Illinois?
Oh, yes. How good to hear your voice.
It's good to talk to you, Barbara. It's been a long time. Hope you're doing well.
I'm sorry?
I hope you're okay.
Well, I'm still functioning, which is a miracle.
Yes, well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. I have acquired much more information about the situation, and as you know, I'm sure you do know, there are many more victims speaking out, which makes us know that it's still going on. The citizens' human rights abuse is absolutely intolerable. I want to read you this a little bit from this page and give you some internet addresses, or maybe I've already given them to you. I don't know.
I don't think so, Barbara, but go ahead.
Citizens Against Human Rights Abuse. Electronic mine weapons are devices which have been under development for the past 50 years by the larger governments of the world. They are very dangerous to freedom because without leaving any trace evidence, they can be used silently through the walls of your home or apartment to hypnotically program a target for years without the target being aware.
Hold your thought right there, sister. We're coming up on the break, and I don't want the people to miss what you're saying, okay?
Okay.
Just hang on a minute. We'll be back, and when we come back, we'll just have a couple minutes left. But you'll have it, Barbara, so hang on. We'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLean program, and we'll be right back and wrap up the program with Barbara in Illinois.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
With Barbara, our Police and Military Association has known Barbara for years in her dilemma, and she's from Illinois, and she has implants. Barbara, continue on with what you were saying there. I just wanted to let the listeners know so they can have a better idea of what you're talking about.
When a person has implants, they can be targeted 24 hours a day, every minute, and this has been going on for 41 years. I'm going to be 83 my next birthday, so that's half of my life. It took me 20 years before I found any other person that was a victim. And then since that time, well, I've gotten in touch with many, many other victims, and we have worked very, very hard. We have contacted at least half of the elected officials. We have contacted all the major television networks. We have contacted many, many radio stations, and we have done our duty as American citizens. And there isn't a person on the face of the earth that would have a right to invade my privacy or violate my life in any way, shape, or form. These are very serious, sick criminals. I don't care if they are American citizens. They are criminals. Anyway, they can use this weapon silently through the walls of your home or apartment to hypnotically program the target for years without the target being aware. Well, a lot of the targets are aware now and can, by way of silent hypnosis, gradually replace a target's natural personality with a designer personality created by the weapons users. And they are now available to the public, which is amazing. And there are no restrictions on ownership or further development of these invasive, painful, and controlling technologies. Governments continue to deny this technology is being used on their citizens and ridicule all targets who ask for investigation and stopping of these crimes. That is why we continue to inform the public and ask for public support. And these are questions that are asked of people that are targeted. A few of the symptoms, forced awake at exactly the same time every night or maybe all night, jerking of limbs, ringing in the ears, sensation of vibration in bed, frequent minor theft and sabotage at home and at work. A more complete list of symptoms is available at these websites, and I'll give them to you if you got time.
Okay, go right ahead, Barbara. We're almost out of time.
www.dcn.davis.ca.us/curlysh.
Wow.
The
hey,
next
sister,
one.
That's too fast. You're going too fast. Do you have another one you can give us that's not so long?
www.raven1.net, N-E-T. That's a Canadian. That's a Canadian.
Give us that one again. We could write that one down, but give it slow.
You mean the second one?
Yeah, the second one.
www.raven1.net. Canada was involved in the place where I was, and so there's no way that either one of that government or our government can drug their citizens and violate their bodies. It's just not acceptable in a civilized society.
Okay, so that's raven1.net.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
the music, Barbara. That's the music coming up. And if they go to raven1.net, they can probably get the other website too, can they not?
Yes, I think so.
Good.
Hey,
okay.
Listen, there, April issue of Popular Mechanics has that was 2001, has a picture of a satellite circling the Earth, and the heading is Spying on Us. Uncle
yeah.
Sam turns his multi-billion-dollar espionage machine on John Q. Public. Well,
okay.
That's not acceptable in this country.
All right, my dear, we're totally out of time, Barbara. Lord bless you, sister. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. And it's time to pray and go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Folks, do it today. God bless you. Good day.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.